Just yesterday, the South African Cabin Crew Association said that the SAA wage talks were positive. Fast forward to today and talks have collapsed. Union SACA and NUMSA are currently engaged in mediation under the auspices of the CCMA. And Christopher Shabangu, who's Deputy President of the SA Cabin Crew Association, joins us now with more of the detail. Thanks so much, Christopher, for your time this evening. So, like I say, yesterday you said that, the meeting with Minister Gordon was pretty positive. What's happened in the past 24 hours? Because at this point, there still seems to be no end in sight.
Look, ma'am, to be honest with you, good evening to you and good evening to your listeners and viewers. What happened last night was, I don't know what happened last night. It's just the company decided to do a U-turn, eh? We were going somewhere. We had reached, actually, if anything, they had agreed to almost everything that we had asked for, except obviously for the 8%, because the 8% would be negotiable. So we had negotiated it, and we ended up at 6.5%, and we accepted it. But not only did we accept it, we even gave them the latitude of telling us when do they think they're going to give us, obviously, the deadline being February. So, yeah, whilst we're still negotiating that, and they went to the board, and the board came back and they said no, they rather revert back to 5.9%.
Yeah. You call it a luxury, Christopher, but it's a luxury that SAA can ill afford at this stage of the game. We had the CPI print, for example, coming in at 3.7%, and in fact, this is the fourth consecutive month that CPI has come in below the midpoint of the SARB's 3-6% target range. How are unions justifying their demands for this 8% increase, the unions not being willing to settle at 5.9%.
Look, if you can give me time, I can explain that absolutely properly to you. Now, 5.9% was given to pilots, which are high earners in South African Airways. Now, we were asking for 8% because we're talking to the low earners, but we were not stuck to the 8%. We were willing to negotiate. But add to that the fact that we were not saying SAA should go borrow money to give us the 8%. No, we gave them the solution as to how they can give us a...
What was that solution, Christopher?
We said insource. Insource because you're spending billions on outsourcing. Insource. So when you insource, you're going to realize profits immediately. So what am I trying to say here? At technical, they had, they used our idea, and I can tell you now, they identify immediately 90 million rands that they could save there. Now, at corporate SAA, there is even more that they could save there. We're only asking for 49 million, but not only that, this is going to actually turn the airline around, because then they can even realize profits for the airline, because they're spending so much money on contracts that are overinflated. They're paying too much money, almost more than 100% on some contracts. They even have some evergreen contracts that are not worth anything at SAA. They have useless contracts where they can save money and give it to workers. SAA is viable. That's what we've been saying as unions, that this airline is making money. It can sustain itself.
Okay, so that's some of the proposals you've put on the table. Do you have complete buy-in where the strike is being run on a no-work, no-pay principle? What level of participation are you seeing from your members right now? Because while you exert pressure on the airline, we've been hearing reports that some employees are resuming work.
Well, some employees may be resuming work, but Airships is joining us. Apple's company will be joining us again, so it doesn't really matter. That's not the point. And actually, we don't want that. We want to go back to work. But let me go back to what you asked earlier about the buy-in. We spoke to the minister. We presented our plan. You can actually even call this the union turnaround strategy, because we present our plan to the manager, to the minister and to the DG. They're bought into a plan to the extent that the DG even created a framework which is supposedly or was supposed to start today using our suggestion as to how to save money. And I'll bring it and then I'll break it down to you. Our plan meant or entailed that all the contracts at SAA should be reviewed, and we should look at the fact that are they worth being there or not. In that way, then, we get to save money on contracts that are useless. You must now remember, the people that are stealing money from SAA are stealing them from those contracts. That's where we're going to save money. So if you remember, SAA said they make 52 million a day, which is basically 1.5 billion a month, which is 18 billion and more a year. They spend more than 25 billion, which simply means that then some of that money, it goes to procurement. We dealt with procurement. We gave them a solution to procurement, which means that they're going to make money out of procurement. So basically, we were very generous to the company. We tried everything to make sure that our island survives and makes a profit. We were surprised by the board's reaction.
Notwithstanding that, Christopher, commentary is that SAA is going to serve as a lesson to other SOEs that it isn't too big to fail. Are you willing, to push things that far, potentially looking at an SAA no more scenario?
Look, it's a choice that one has to make. Remember, we are with family men and women here who are really fighting for something they believe in. Yes, we are willing to go as far as we can. We're going to fight. We're not going to let back. So I must guarantee you, we're going to fight as hard as we can because we believe our airline is too big to fail.
Well, you've gotten, so far, no joy from government. What's your stance on a private player stepping in to help turn things around?
No. I can't say we've got no joy from government because our engagement with the minister yesterday, Mr. Pravin Gordhan, didn't give me that impression.
It was futile, though, because you're back at square one today.
No, but the minister actually clearly said, go back and discuss, and I love your ideas, you guys. That's what he said. So to me, that means the minister is willing to listen to staff, to anything that is going to make any sense and make money for the airline. And he listened to us, and we have to give him credit for that. He did listen to us. So I cannot say the government is not listening to us. They are listening to us. So therefore, is there some kind of light in the tunnel? Absolutely, there is.
Even with that, I've got to ask you, what's your stance on a private player stepping in to help turn SAA around?
Absolutely, 100% no. No to privatization because we know that's going to make people lose jobs. Whilst we believe that actually with using our strategy, you're going to need more people. We're not going to be doing that business. We are about developing people in the country, creating jobs. So the answer to you is very clear. It's absolutely no.
On that note, let's leave it there. Christopher, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the Deputy President of the SA Cabin Crew Association, Christopher Shabangu.